Welcome everyone, this is Average Advice.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Zar. This podcast is just two best mates discussing the challenges of life and using our past experiences to give questionable advice on how to adequately succeed.
Join us as we discuss a new topic weekly and travel through the challenges we have faced while growing up as a millennial and give our expert advice on navigating the harsh world of adulthood.
We will tell stories, we'll exchange banter, and we'll relive our past mistakes so you don't have to.
So please
subscribe
and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everyone.
Zariel, my man.
We're back.
It's been a couple of weeks, man. How are you?
Lockdown edition of Average Advice podcast.
We've been pretty lucky in Canberra. We haven't had it for basically a year since we've had a lockdown at the beginning of it. And then we were like the luckiest people in the world.
Yeah, we had one case the start of the year and that was contained. And then
almost immediately, hey.
Yeah, no outbreak the whole year. And then suddenly, boom.
Yeah. This Delta strain is just brutal. So, yeah, we're in it with the rest of us now. I don't think we'll all come out of lockdown until...
Who knows?
New October, South Wales, November. Yeah.
But,
I reckon for the rest of the year.
We're here to record an ep. We're here for the people.
We will continue going. So, we're doing this safely as possible. We are 1.5 meters apart.
Yeah, thereabouts. Got our masks.
Yeah.
So, Tim, what's the episode today?
Today, we are doing role models.
Role models.
And... What it means to be a role model, the role models that we have, the ones that we shaped up, what we learn from our role models and stuff like that.
So let's start with, I guess, the question is what defines a role model to you? What do you see in a role model? Like, how would someone be a role model to yourself?
Well, I don't know. I suppose there's different types of role models. There's ones that you actually have in your life. And then there's people out there, like, be they famous or they're not famous, but... They're doing things that you look up to or that things that you want to do.
Yeah.
And I would say the role models you have usually have similar values to what you have.
Yeah.
Well, ideally anyway.
Or maybe you think they have. Maybe you've adapted or gained your values from the way that they behave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it goes back to our behavior episode. Like when you see behaviors that you want to reciprocate or what you like, those are the things that you try to emulate and you do in yourself. And that's basically what a role model is. Like you see people out there, something really resonates with what they're doing with you. You're like, I want to do that.
It's someone who behaves in a way or, you know, displays a trait that you look up to and you want to sort of emulate. Give out to the world. Yeah. You want to emulate it. You want to show the world that like, this is the way that you want to behave as well. I guess it is sort of tying into the behavior episode in that sense, which is good. I mean, that's fine that we tie into these things.
I mean, that's the point.
Life is all one big knot, you know, it's all tied together.
Yeah, we're just basically little hippies and we care about peace and love and emotions.
So let's start with role models you've had in your life.
Okay.
Who are some role models?
Throughout the years, I suppose you change your role models, but a lot of the...
Who was your earliest role model then? Do you remember?
Not really. Like, when I was a kid, someone I really looked up to. I suppose my brother. I looked up to my brother a lot. Like, I mean, he's a lot older than me. Always seemed to have his... I think I've spoken about this in an earlier episode, but always seemed to have his life in order to a degree. Like, he's 11 years older than me, so... Having someone like that, that you can sort of follow in life. Mm. Like you don't have to make the same choices, but you see someone that's succeeding in a way and you're like, all right, well, I kind of want to succeed. I kind of want that in my life.
So did you sort of looked up to him because, you know, he was an older male. Obviously you had your sisters and your mother, but he was an older male and, you know, he sort of displayed behaviors that you thought you would want to sort of display when you got older or like he followed paths that you wanted to follow.
Yeah. Like I mean, like the way that he acted, he was always just way more mature. Like how did he, you know, it's weird. Cause you know, when you're in school, right. And like every single year you sort of look up to the people that are older than you or above you or whatever you like that. Like you see, I remember when I was 10 and I looked at like people that are 25 and you're like, man, they must have their life under control.
Those guys are so cool.
Yeah. And then you get to 25 and you're like, nope.
Like they have no idea. They didn't have their shit together.
Yeah, exactly. It was sort of weird because you, as a younger person, really, you're just ingrained to look up to people that are older than you. You think that they have more knowledge, more experience. Well, they do have more experience, but not necessarily a good, they know anything what they're doing at all. But I suppose the actions and the decisions people make over time can develop that role model or that attitude that you would perceive. Like, to me, it's the people that they make mistakes. They're willing to own their mistakes, but then they're happy to learn from their mistakes. They have that attitude of, I don't know, it's hard to say, like, they have just a can-do attitude, you know? Yeah. They push through, persevere, and go through that kind of stuff. Those are the kind of people that I respect, are the ones that go through challenges in life, but they don't run away from it, or they don't complain about the challenges. They just sort of figure it out, make a plan, and get through it, you know what I mean? Those are the people that I love, like...
Yeah.
What about
you? I mean, he's probably still a role model for me, but, I mean, the earliest I can think is definitely my grandfather on my mother's side.
Mm.
Just a role model, just the kind of person he is. He's a one of a kind. Like, I always respected that he remained calm and always positive. Like, he wouldn't get angry about things. He wouldn't get upset about things. He would always kind of be the guy that you could rely on to be in that calm state.
Mm-hmm.
He's intelligent, he's empathetic, and he always had great stories to share. You know, just one of those people that was always sort of a reliable, as I said, role model. Like someone that...
Well, I suppose you look at people that are stable, and like, I suppose looking up to older people, like, they've had more experiences, and you sort of see that after a while what you can accomplish with time and like stuff like that. And I think the people that you look at that aren't really, you don't really reciprocate of where they are in life. You're like, how did you get to this point? And they're still role models in a negative way, I suppose, because you don't want to get to where they are.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like an opposite role model.
Yeah, so it's just like, you look at this person, you're like, what have you done? What decisions have you made to get to where you are now? So I know to avoid that. Yeah. Like, in the nicest way.
Sort of like us. We're anti-role models for people because we provide them with our mistakes so that they know not to be an idiot like us, you know?
I mean, people are going to be... Like, what I've learned really early on is, like, people are going to have to make their own mistakes really early.
Yeah.
Like, the more mistakes you can make in, like, your late teens, early 20s, you're better off in life, in my opinion. Like, the people that don't make mistakes are the ones that... I'm like, how are you perfect all the time?
And they're like, not. I reckon they're hiding something. I reckon they're just... It's all an act and they are making mistakes, but you just never see it.
Yeah. But I mean, I suppose you have to own your mistakes silently. You don't have to embrace them publicly and stuff, but it's the people that keep trucking along, keep doing what they do.
Persevering.
I think that's the best. It's just like the ones that are willing to put themselves out there and do things that are out of the norm. I mean, like starting a podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're my role model. You're my role model.
Tim, I'm going to cry. No, I understand what you mean. Like, you know, people that can sort of persevere, or people that, you know, can look in the face of adversity and just shrug their shoulders and be like, I'm going to
be you.
I'm just going to continue my life and not let this affect me and just keep on trucking on. And, you know, people will have all these pits in the road, you know, these humps in the road that are going to, you know, try and bring him down, but the people that can sort of rise above those, you know, it's a respectful trait.
Definitely. Those are the ones I look to emulate, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I keep saying I suppose, but when I look at role models, I look at what am I trying to accomplish in my life right now?
Yeah.
What are my goals? What do I want to achieve? And you end up navigating yourself to people that have already done that. So you look at those things. You're like, all right, well, you've done what I want to do. How did you do it? And you go back, and I suppose there's, fuck, every time. it's either obviously.
Yeah.
But there's family role models. Mm-hmm. And coming from the youngest, like I saw four people before me sort of grow up and go through the same things that I went through. So you sort of learn from their mistakes too. But then you have friend role models, and then I would say professional role models, the ones that emulate your career, what you want to do, what you want to learn, and I suppose hobbies too. Like all of those are the ones that I look for in a role model area anyway. Yeah. But
so do you have any, not like personal role models, but maybe like not necessarily a celebrity, but someone famous that's a role model to you for any sort of reason?
There's a few people out there that I'm like, I respect them as people and what they've achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Joe Rogan is a big one. Like, he's pretty cool. Like, from what he's done with his podcast and the type of person he is, and he's not afraid to share his mind. Like, yeah, that kind of thing sort of pushed me into wanting to do my own.
What I like about Joe Rogan is that he doesn't let people cross his boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
He'll set a boundary and he'll set what he thinks is right. And if someone sort of comes too close to it, he'll tell them to back off. Mm. He'll tell them that what they're doing is not right. I've seen videos of it, you know, people, you know, this one person hit someone, mm-hmm, and he was like, dude, no matter what they say, you can't hit them.
Yeah.
That's physical abuse. You can't do that. Like, yeah. I respect that he has those sort of
boundaries. You know, yeah. And I also like that he has his opinions. He embraces his opinions, but he's also like, if you don't agree with him, that's 100% fine.
I reckon he should give us a shout out on his podcast because we're talking about, we're shouting him out.
I'll email him. I'm sure.
Oh, he'll reply. Joe. Yeah. Oh, Joe, we're talking about you, dude.
But I think the main celebrity role models I've sort of emulated in personality and what I would love to be able to do are Hamish and Andy. I love those guys more than any person
those
on the planet.
Those guys are just the most likable guys you could probably ever come across. I mean, as I said, they're those kind of guys that will always kind of rise above any sort of adversary and just find the humor in anything, and it brings joy to people, you know?
Like what they've, but I think mainly because I've listened to their podcasts like daily for like 11 years, right? And when you listen to people like that, or you're involved with their stuff, or any sort of celebrity or person, when you watch and follow their content, you end up taking little bits of what they do all the time in your personality, because they're just someone in your life all the time. It's just like when you start in a relationship, right? Either party will start picking up traits of the other person just because they're around them all the time.
Yep.
So I feel like that's why they say the people that are around you are the most important people in your life, because if you choose wrong, you're going to end up being just like them. You're like the people that you hang out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's like inevitable to pick up traits of someone that you see all the time. Mm-hmm. I would say, and you always, I think any role model you have, people are always, there's always going to be people that disagree or like, oh, I hate that person. But, you know, it's going to be a controversial topic, but one of mine is definitely Jordan Peterson.
I love Jordan Peterson.
So
I don't think it's controversial. I think he's the most misunderstood person on the planet. Yeah. Him and Ben Shapiro are very misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
They're just very vocal on what they are.
They, you know, the things that they talk about, people disagree with, and it can get quite controversial. But what I like about them is that they don't say these things without first thinking about it, you know, like, they've gone through this hundreds of times in their head, done their research, read their books to come up with a conclusion. They're not just stating what they feel, or they are, but they've not just come up with that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They've researched it and actually researched everything relating to it to come up with a, you know, detailed conclusion or a detailed response.
And you can tell that when they're answering questions, because they just like, they come across so intelligent, especially Jordan Peterson. He's such an intelligent person that most of his explanations are so logical that you're like, all right, yeah, I understand. And you can understand how he came up to a thought. And like, even when he was like blowing up with that bill over in Canada about the trans movement or whatever,
yeah,
he was like fighting against it because he was more about free speech and everything like that.
Yeah.
But even then he was like having debates and conversations with people that disagreed with him. And he normally kept his cool pretty well. Like even when people are just attacking him, he was keeping his cool, explaining what his position was. He understood that the other people didn't agree with him, but like he didn't care. He's just like, this is what I believe and I'm going to fight for it.
So he is one of my role models in terms of, you know, just the critical thinker, like that sort of thing. But I have another role model that's not, it's a very different sort of field. And that's Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. Yeah. So I don't know if people know too much about him. But just like his outlook, I've watched a few interviews with him, just his outlook and I love their music. That's a start. But the Foo Fighters have always been very, you know, progressive and always fighting for like the little guy. Mm. You can see they've done that video where they all dress in dresses and they go on that float and ride past the Westboro Baptist Church.
No, I haven't
seen that. They start and they sing Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. So they like actually Rick roll the Westboro Baptist Church.
Brilliant.
No, and but like I just things like that, you know, sort of what's fighting like against
some of the
hatred.
People out there, like there's so much hate in the world. I'm just like, why do people care? Especially nowadays. Like I always try to pull myself back from a lot of this like debates and stuff because everyone's just arguing with everyone about anything. And I just keep most of my opinions to myself because I'm like, there's not many things that I'm going to die on the hill for that I'm like, I care so much about this one topic that I'm going to argue and try to convince you that you're wrong. It's very, very few things. But it seems to be everyone else just would like, they hate people that don't believe what they believe. And it's just such a toxic way to live. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I want people to disagree with me. I want other opinions, other perspective on things.
Unfortunately, you know, I think people put a lot of emphasis on the things that they believe and, you know, they put their heart and soul in it. And so when people don't agree or people have a different view, it hurts them personally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's just the reality of it and it sucks, but, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. Yeah.
It's just because I look at it and I'm just like, there's so many people out there that they're not willing to listen to other people's perspectives or other people's point of views. And I feel like it's like the filter bubble with Google. Like when you search things, everyone's searches are different because of the way that their algorithm works. So you can only see what really you're always seeing. Like you can't see new things because you can't get through the algorithm to find other perspective. And it's the same if people aren't willing to listen to other people's point of views or put themselves in other people's shoes to understand where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll end up just like thinking the same way the rest of your life. You're not willing to sort of change your beliefs. If someone came up to me with a really logical argument about something I'm really like, I believe, right? I would be willing to listen to them. And if their thing is logical enough and made me understand, I'm just like, I'm willing to change my opinion.
Mm.
That's everything.
There's a term for that. Cognitive dissonance.
Make sure you're talking into the front of the microphone, bro.
I thought you told me you wanted to speak to the side of it.
Not like that. I think
being clear with your instructions to me.
Speak like this. Yeah, there we go. That's good.
Okay. So let's talk about the importance. I think we went a little bit off topic, but yeah, that's fine. But the importance of role models. How vital do you think it is to have a role model?
Very. Like the role models you sort of, I'll take it back to like the character. The character of a person is defined by the people they emulate and the people they respect, right? So if you have wrong role models or that you choose the wrong path, of course it's going to take you down a bad road.
Or I think if people have no role models or a lack of a role model, they don't know what sort of behaviors to display to people, or they don't have that understanding of someone who is, you know, an honorable person or a role model to others, you know.
Well, when you look at it, it's just like life is all about experience, right? And if you're not emulating or you're not looking forward or looking at other people on how they're experiencing and what they're doing, you're just figuring it all out yourself.
Yeah.
Which means it's not a bad thing in my opinion, but like you'll also make a lot of mistakes. You'll make a lot of...
But that's okay.
Mistakes are fine.
Yeah.
But it's more the ones that you make bad decisions where they're like lifelong bad decisions where... Yeah, I don't know. You just go down a wrong path. You hang out with the wrong people, send you to the wrong path. Like the people that you hang out with and the things that they do, the actions you take matter. And that's why role models are important. The ones that you look up to, the values they have, or the values you have, just like nature versus nurture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what comes natural to you and what's nurtured with the people around you. It's the same as your family. Like if you're coming from a really bad upbringing, they say that if you're abused as a child or anything, you're more likely to abuse someone else when you're an adult because of the role models that are around you. Like it's how weird is that? And that's a real statistic. I don't know what it is. Let's just say it's 70%.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. Dude, we have research amnesty on this podcast.
Yeah, I understand. I understand completely what you're saying. It's kind of interesting with family because it's almost like they're like forced role models in a way. I mean, obviously you grow don't get up,
to choose your family.
Yeah, you grow up with your family. Hopefully. Hopefully everyone grows up with a family. And the way that they behave and the way that they raise you is sort of forced, and they sort of become role models in a way. I mean, eventually you may not like them.
Mm.
And I think that happens to a lot of people, but I think it's almost inevitable that you're going to pick up traits of your parents.
It's 100% inevitable. Yeah. Like, of course, like for the first like 15 years of your life, you don't really have your own thoughts. Like, like maybe from 12 to 15, you do a little bit, but even then, like, you shouldn't listen to a 15-year-old. Like, they don't really have no life.
And you should definitely listen to two 28-year-olds on the podcast.
100%. Well, that's why there's average in our title. You know? It's covered by law.
Yeah.
Covered by law that we're not allowed to get sued.
It's covered by law. All right.
Yeah. But that's why I'm just like, the way the people that you, but you actually have to like follow and chase down someone that you like, that you want to start taking traits from. Like if you don't, I don't think it's a subconscious thing. Like it's something that you actually have to think about. You're like, I like what they're doing. What do they do? How do I do it?
But it can happen by accident, sort of finding these people. Like for instance, like, you know, if you go on YouTube and you watch some video and there's, for instance, you watch a Jordan Peterson video and you've never heard of them before. You watch one video and just go, holy shit, who is this guy? Yeah. This is, I've never heard anyone speak about these things in the way that he is, because he is so well spoken and so everything's so well thought out, and he chooses his words carefully and all that. So, I mean, you can find those people by accident and they can just become a role model like that, like instantly, like boom.
And definitely.
It's interesting to see that.
Even when back in school, like I remember, like you, if you're a little bit shy or you're not as like talkative, then you start meeting people that are a little bit more outspoken, you have so much in common with those people. And you see all these people, they're like, oh man, they're so outspoken, they're so confident. That sort of rubs off on you a lot because you're just emulating the people around you. You're mimicking.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of mimicking in the world. Like really, that's just because we're social animals. Like that's just what we do, you know? But what lessons do you normally take from role models? Like what are some of the things in your life that you can contribute or attribute that to a specific person?
I don't know if I can attribute anything specifically and just pinpoint it to one person, but I think it's just from observations of, you know, the way that people I respect behave.
Mm-hmm.
So such as my friends and stuff. So often in social situations, because, you know, as we've discussed previously, I used to be real shy and social anxiety and all that. So throughout gaining new friends, starting to gain respect for them, kind of looking up to them a little bit as like a social vector, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
So
you want your friends to like you, so you definitely look up to them.
Yeah, so I would look up to them and I would sort of want to emulate their behavior because I like the way that they are social to me. So I want to sort of display that social behavior to other people. So I would sort of look at the ways that they speak to people, look at the ways that they handle situations. You know, if someone's being aggressive to them, I would sort of watch and see how they reacted and then take in, you know, over time, build my own sort of methods for, you know, handling those sorts of situations. So I think most of my friends have been a role model in some small way and shaped myself.
Definitely. I agree with you. Yeah. Like, but we've taken a lot of stuff from each other.
Yeah.
And I would say I've taken a lot from Lawton, DeCruz. Like,
I've definitely taken a lot from you for sure. Yeah,
for sure. Like, I would say we've been friends for 10 years. Like, you kind of not. It's almost impossible to not, I think. To take, but then you look at good qualities that you've taken, and then you've also you've brought down some bad qualities that I've had. I know, like especially when people are like honest with you and they feel comfortable enough to tell you things that you need to improve on.
Yeah,
like absolutely. I know I'm a loud motherfucker. I know I don't think about things when I say them. So like when people come up and just like, you probably shouldn't have said that, I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like you learn things like that.
Yeah,
where if people are around you And they just let you say whatever you want to say. Like, they just let you be an idiot. And then you go around other new people and then you just be stupid things. Like, your friends are supposed to pull you up on the things that you say, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, you know, you should probably not be a fuckwit.
But I mean, all these things that I learned, all these lessons that I took was because I was seeking it.
Mm.
So,
I don't know. A lot of people
may not be seeking a change in their behavior. Maybe they don't think they need it, or maybe they're just not aware of it. But
that comes down to the people you hang out with. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
If the people you hang out with don't bring up these things, or they're all the same, like, you could be wrong about a thought, but if you see three people that are also thinking the same wrong thought, guess what? You think you're right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no matter what, if you're around people that are just agree with you all the time, you're always going to think you're right.
It's sort of like, so if you have role models in your life, such as your friends, I think you will naturally just start to try and improve yourself in, you know, similar ways as they're showing you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't explain what I'm trying to say right now.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. And it's just like, I also took a lot. I reckon I took most of my stuff from my family.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, we started being friends in year 11. By then, I was already, you know, I was already pretty developed in regards to who I am personally. Like, I mean, yeah. I was still pretty young. Like, what are we in year 11?
17, 16.
Yeah, I was 16 in year 11. So, yeah. Like, you're still a child, basically. But you're in the upper end of children.
Yeah.
But, so, I took a lot from my family. And I took a little bit of each. Because I have such a big family. Like, I took different aspects from my family. Like, Ashley, she's very outgoing and she just does what she wants to do. Sometimes she makes dumb mistakes, but she owns those. You know what I mean? My brother's very financially motivated. He's talkative, jokes around. He has that sort of mentality of just joking, but he's also very professional and serious when he needs to be. I mean, he has two kids. He's a real estate agent. Then my mom just perseveres all the time. Like, she raised five children by herself, like, on not much money. So it's like that right there, I just respect. It's
interesting you're talking about that. You know, you're referring to your siblings as role models. I mean, that's really different for me, because I think obviously because you're the youngest,
yeah,
it's a lot easier to see your older siblings as role models. For me, it wasn't so much the case.
I mean, you're the role model in that.
Yeah, so growing up, like, I had my brother Seren. I didn't really look to him as a role model. I feel like, because I knew he was learning a lot from me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even something I was conscious of, but it's not, you don't see a younger sibling really so much as a role model. I mean, on special occasions, possibly.
Unless they start doing things that, yeah, like, surprise you.
Yeah. Like, yeah, definitely.
I remember when my brother got married, right? And my brother and his wife, like, they wanted to do like a parent dance sort of thing, and they wanted all the parents to get up and dance with their children. So my mom and brother both asked me, like, are you willing to waltz with mom, or like do something with mom? And I think I was 17 at this point, so it was still pretty weird, and I was like, sure. Yeah. And when I did that, my brother was just like, yeah, it showed me how much you, like, matured, because you, yeah, were willing to do that. Like, you know what I mean? So the actions that your younger siblings take, they can change the way you, yeah, look at them.
Yeah.
But you don't automatically think of them as a role model, yeah, because especially when you're the oldest, I'm just speculating here, but I'm assuming your parents always said, they're like, you have to be a role model for your brother, right? You have to be a role model, do the right thing. That's why there's a lot more pressure on the oldest than it is on the youngest. Like, because all I have to do is learn. I don't have to, like, there's, yeah, no responsibility for
once,
me.
You know, once your parents already have the gift of a child, you know, the younger one's just got an easy ride, you know?
Mate, it took five to get...
Five times to get the gift.
Yeah, five for perfection.
My parents got on the first try. I understand what you're saying. Like, with Seren, I mean, I look at him now and he's got a lot of traits I admire and I respect. I mean, he's super intelligent. He's a whiz at maths, and he has a really good sort of outlook. He's respectful and kind, and, you know, mm-hmm, one of those, and I respect a lot of the traits to him. But growing up, I didn't look to him as a role model, because I feel like he was always like the little brother. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't learn anything from him. It was obviously until we got a lot older,
yeah,
that I started learning things from him, probably like teenagehood.
When they're the same age, when they're like early 20s and stuff, like, yeah, I think everyone age is such a big thing when you're in like school. Like when you're in, because they obviously make it a big thing because everyone's separated, right? Each year you're with the same people that are your age. But when you leave school or you get into your early 20s, age doesn't mean shit anymore. Like I know people that I'm friends with that are like 33 and I'm like, I know people that are 21 that I'm friends with. Like, but even then, like you sort of learn and look at different people with different eyes, I suppose, or different perspectives. So like for me, like I know people that are like 22, like Liv, who took mm-hmm. her photos, right? She's mm-hmm. 22, I think. She's really young, but she started her own business. She's doing so well with all her Instagrams and stuff. Like that, those kind of people are the people that I like. I'm like, wow, how are you doing this? Like, I'm really impressed with what you're doing right now.
Yeah, they've got like ambition really early.
Yeah. And it's just like, I wish I had that because I always had the thought of wanting to do it, but I never actually took the steps of actually doing it.
Yeah.
And I think I wouldn't have been able to do this back in 20 when I was 20, 21. I wouldn't have taken it seriously as we've taken it now. Like,
yeah,
I put more work into this than I have most projects I've started.
Yeah.
Because by the time 7 months would roll down, I would have already moved on to the next topic or the next subject. But
I think it's definitely helps that we're in it together and we're sort of being role models for each other to
pushing keep, each
you
other,
know, pushing each other. Yeah. Have you had anyone that's told you that you were a role model for them? I mean, you know, do you remember any points in your life?
Yeah, Woz has told me I was a role model for him. Like, especially when we first met, like there was a lot of things that he said that I had that he wanted.
Yeah,
I think that came down to just like being confident, being talkative. Like, but there's things that I don't know. It's weird to come up and say you're a role model to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that comes up in conversation.
They maybe not necessarily just been like, "Hey, you're my role model," but you know, they've said things that sort of hinted towards it.
I've done things where people have come up and been like, "Man, I've always wanted to do that. I really wish I could do that." Like when I went and did stand up comedy, right?
Yeah.
When Lawton found out, he came into my room. He's like, "I can't believe you did this. I've been so keen to do it." But he said, he's like, Lawton of all people has said he's too nervous to do it, and he's the most outgoing, outspoken.
He'd funniest. Be perfect at it.
I literally told him, I was like, "Dude, you could literally do it anytime, and you'd be great. It's just getting up there and doing it that's the struggle. People can't seem to get up on stage and just tell jokes because they're just scared." Of what's going to do? What's it going to be? What are you going to say? You're going to make a mistake. You're going to make a fool of yourself. Guess what? All of those are probably going to happen. But you have to know and you have to feel comfortable in yourself that if it happens, you'll be okay. And that's where it all comes down to.
Yeah, and as you're saying, if he went up there and did it, there'd probably be people in the crowd that are like, "Man, that guy's such a role model to me because he's up there doing this stand-up comedy, even though he's failing. Like, what a role model. What an inspiration."
Yeah, I mean, if you bomb, that doesn't happen as much. If you bomb, people are like, "Please get off the stage." But when I first did my first set...
Just in that same sense, someone... This is hypothetical. Mm. Someone could see you fail, could see you bomb, and then you become a role model to them in the fact that you were brave enough to go through that. And they go, "Man, I wish I had that courage."
Yeah.
And then that's sort of a trait that you've then...
Or it gives them more confidence. You're like, "Well, I can get up and do that." Like, you know what I mean? But when I first did my first set, I think it went for 3 minutes, right? And I had three people afterwards come and tell me and meet me, people I don't know, saying like, "That was really funny." And like that to me was just like, that made me feel great. Is like you're doing something, you're getting out of your comfort zone and people are reciprocating. And most of the comedy scene, especially in Canberra, they're pretty chill. They're like, they understand that it's not an easy thing to do. Like public speaking in general is not easy, but then to write like comedy, it's one of the hardest things to write in my opinion. Like you have to especially in this woke world, you know?
Well, there's so many elements go into it, timing and relevance and understanding how
structure, people- Yeah. The structure, but then also like you have to understand like the community you're in, where's the line and how far are you going to step over the line?
Yeah.
That's why people look at all these comedians like 10 years ago, they like go back and look at their 10-year-old thing and they're like, "Man, that is not okay. You can't say that." I'm like, "Yeah, that's where the line was back then." And like, just because you've moved the line back doesn't mean you can yell at them when they did it when the line was acceptable.
So, I mean, the people that we look at as role models, obviously they've shaped us, you know, who we are today. Do you think that it was mostly role models that shaped you, or do you think it was, you know, a little bit of their influence and then it was sort of you doing the rest? What do you reckon?
It's pretty hard to think about because I'm like, technically, everything you are comes from somewhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things that happen naturally, but even the things that happen naturally, I reckon nurture is far more strong than nature. Like, the things that you're born with aren't really that important because by the time you're old enough, you're taking more things from the people around you. Like, we learn to speak from the people around us. Like, so everything that we are comes from, like, different bits of other people that are around us. That's my opinion anyway. So I would say most of my stuff is the content I consume, like the things that I, when I'm by myself, the things that I actively go and do, like if I go up and research a specific thing, if I look at the specific like podcasts, YouTube channels, music, even like just everything that you choose and that you enjoy would affect your life in some way, shape or form, or sort of build you or shape you in some way, shape or form.
Yeah.
And that's my opinion anyway.
Yeah.
Like, so when you say, do you think it's you or do you think it's the things around you? I think it's a little bit of both because
combination.
You consume the content, but then it's your choice if you agree with it or disagree with it. Like, life is just about a bunch of different choices that you make. Like, you either do a thing or you don't do a thing. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and if you do it, it takes you down a different path. If you don't do it, it takes you down a different path. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely. Dude, I'm like a fucking fortune cookie. You know?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like I'm a bit like more flat and tired today, and I feel like I'm just trying to ask you questions so you can give the people the quality average advice.
Well, it's just like, coming from your opinion of like being the oldest, like, did you have a lot of pressures as a kid of like making sure you're being the role model? And if you did, what kind of things did you have?
Do you mean, did I feel like, you know, my parents put pressure on me? Or
no, I think, did you put your pressure on yourself more? Like, did you say, I want to go do this, but at the same time, I don't want to do this because it might make me look bad for other people?
No, not really. I mean,
so you didn't really care?
I mean, in terms of being a role model, it wasn't something I was conscious of. I think, as you said, as an older sibling, you're just you're just a role model for your younger siblings in some sense, because especially when it was just me and Seren, we were just two siblings. I only had a younger brother most of my childhood, so he was naturally going to look up to me for things, for behavior, and you know how.
What about your younger siblings? Because I know, like, when Rafi and Ariana were born, you were like in high school, right? So you were a lot older.
Yeah.
So was there a little bit more pressure on making sure that you're teaching them the right things?
I mean, I definitely feel that now.
Yeah.
I definitely, and Ariana's probably going to listen to this. And if she's listening, like,
shout out, Ariana.
Good on you, mate. You're a bloody champion.
Listen to episode 4. You're on it.
I mean, what's funny with them is I hope that they've looked to me as a role model and I've provided sort of, you know, traits or character, you know, behaviors that they have taken on. Mm-hmm. I hope that, even if it's conscious or not, I hope that that's something. But I mean, I look to them and they're kind of role models to me.
Mm.
As I said, like, you know, younger siblings, but I think the age gap's so different that I can look to them and
learn what's new.
And like, I see the way that they're growing up and how different it is to how I grew up. And I gain respect from some of their traits. I mean, you give Ariana, for instance, you guys, you know, who are listening, you would have heard her in the kids' advice. She had some of the stuff she said was very mature. I mean, talking about friends and how
toxic friends,
being toxic. Yeah. And she's like, it's like she's aware of that early. She's not even in high school and she's already figured out toxic behavior and how to avoid it and how to find people that don't display that. And that's something I didn't find out that early.
Didn't learn until high school, really.
And then someone like Raph, who is just cooler than anyone you've ever met. Like, you think you know someone cool and then he's just like, yeah, well, like, I'm Raph. And you're like, damn, he's cool.
His name's Raphael.
But like,
you can't be uncool.
He learns guitar, like he learns piano, he learns songs on his own. He can play things by ear, just picks things up like that.
Mm.
He was learning how to create Minecraft, like
servers.
Not servers, but you know, like he could like set down the, he could create he was constructing those when he was 6.
Yeah,
like things like that. Like
this day and age, like the kids are just like getting so smart. I suppose, like,
I put it down to the internet, man.
Yeah. I think about it now. I'm just like, I hope there's, I hope I do things that emulate people to want to copy. I hope there's traits that I have, but I know that there's heaps of traits that aren't good that I have. And I think that, I mean, everyone's their own worst critic. So I would say I'm more or less, I do things that I don't want people to emulate. I would say, don't do this because I make mistakes. Like, I have a very addictive personality, like, always struggled with cigarettes, going back and forth, quitting, not quitting. You know what I mean? Like, there's things that are out there that I'm like, I would love to be a role model on, like, the cautionary tale. Like, don't do this stuff because more control. There's so many aspects of my life where I would think that I have to work on still. I mean, I'm looking at other people to see, like, how they've coped with things. So it's just like, you know, there's things that I know that I like. And I, the way I look, and I'm just like, I always make sure that I'm trying to look at my positives, but I'm aware of my negatives. So I know what to work on.
Yeah.
And I think that's what everyone should do. A lot of people, they focus more on their negatives, but then they ignore their positives. Like, everyone has a balance of both traits, but you just have to sort of be the silver lining and try to look for those good traits.
I feel like maybe people, you know, the positive traits that they display, they don't necessarily see them as positive traits. They just see them as everyday normal traits that anyone should display. Whereas they're in reality, not a lot of people actually have those characteristics and, we'll that's, display and, they, them. And that's what they look up to when they see that person. So these people focus more on the negative traits because they think it's something they need to improve. Because they don't see those other traits as being particularly positive.
I would always look at the things that I'm like, all right, when if I'm down or if I wanted to focus on myself, right, I would look on things I'm like, all right, what do I think I do well? What do I like about my personality? And you either write them down or think about them.
You sure do yell well.
Huh?
You sure do shout well.
I do shout well. I'm very loud. I would say that's more of a negative trait. Too loud.
Oh, well.
But like it. As I said in earlier episodes, that's come from our friendship group. Like, we didn't have a choice back in the day. But I know there's things that I like and I focus on, but then I always try to go back to the things that I'm like, all right, what do I want to work on? What do I consciously want to try to stop? And shouting and talking loud and talking over people is definitely something I've been trying to help. Because it's like, it just happens so naturally and you don't even realize you're doing it until someone gets annoyed at you. Sorry.
So I guess we can talk about how you choose a role model. Like, how do you choose the right role model? And I guess everyone's got a different criteria. But
100%. Like, it comes down to you. It comes down to your beliefs. It comes down to your values. Like, if you were a bad person, but you lacked, like, I don't know, like, just thinking of things, like, things that are bad. Like, I don't know, you hung around with people that went around stealing bikes on the weekend or whatever. You enjoyed doing that, you would attract people that also enjoyed doing that. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, do you like stealing bikes? I do. Hey, do you want to be friends? Yeah, let's go steal bikes together.
But you know what I mean? Like, the things that you enjoy and that you value, those are the people that you seek out. So, like, it really comes down to who you are as a person.
I guess it comes down to your values.
What you enjoy, too. Yeah.
I mean, my parents were always very... It's not like they pushed it, but they were always like, be respectful, be a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I always looked for in friends, with people that
were nice.
I thought were nice people and respectful. And it's kind of interesting when I was, you know, having rough friendships throughout school. It was like, I didn't see them as role models. And at the time, I didn't realize that. And it was weird. And like, you know, making these new friends, they became role models. And it was a weird sort of shift for me to see these people as a role model for me. And I was like, oh, and it's like weird how it can just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
These people you didn't think of before influential in your life.
Yeah. I mean, you start looking at them differently because you're just like, well, yeah. Like, especially when we first met Max, right?
Mm-hmm.
Max was so confident. He was just like always had his eyes together. Right. But then when you get to know people, you see mistakes that they have. So, like, it goes back and forth where you're like, I really respect what you did, but then people make mistakes and you're like, oh, I don't really agree with what you did there. But you know what I mean? Like, I had a point, but I completely forgot what I was going to say. Like, I don't know whatever you were saying, I agree with it.
We're having a rough one, guys. I think we're a bit rusty from lockdown.
I mean, it's been 3 weeks or 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. We're a bit rusty from lockdown, but I think we're getting through it, which is all right.
one of those things. Like, we launched today, by the way. Happy launch day.
Happy launch day, bro.
Happy launch day. Go and listen to us.
Send us emails. Talk to us on Insta and send us messages. And
yeah,
we'll discuss things that people have chatted to us about. Because we want it to be part, you know, the community to be part of our podcast. We want all of you listening to be influential. We want you to be our role models.
Yeah. Well, we want you to take... Like, we give average advice, right? We're average advice, but we sort of make the topics. That's why we're making the topics things that people, I think, should think about. Like, most of our topics and themes have been around things that I would say are good qualities or good habits to get into.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we give average advice. We talk about all these things that we've experienced, but we talk about them because we want people to relate to them. And we want you to be able to share with us and give us advice. I mean, I want to hear your advice on what you think about us. Like, are we annoying? Are we are we good looking? The answer is yes, but like, we want to hear you say it. You know? So like,
that's always better.
So just send us emails and send us, you know, all your hate mail, because we'll read it and we'll be like, oh yeah, bloody old mate over in Sydney thinks we're dumb.
Well, I was looking looking at our downloads, and all of our downloads have come from Australia. Like, well, which I'm not surprised about.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I guess we'll touch on a few last things. Okay, what's some advice to people? How can they be a role model? Like, what's something they can do to be a role model?
I mean, that's dangerous, because like, you have to have role model traits, right? So like, when you think about a society, like, you look at a role model of ones that share good societal traits, like care about community, care about each other, care about people, have compassion. Like, you know, those kind of things that like will help society move forward. Where if you have like hate and you're just like, you're not a good person, like those are the, you know what I mean? Like, so as a society, the people that have compassion, the people that are forgiving, that have a sense of humor, those are the kind of people that I think emulate role models. And if you think that you have those, or you really want to be a role model, it's about displaying those traits and actively at every decision that you have, making sure that you think about the decision you're about to do, think about the action that you're about to take, and then look back and say, does this follow the traits and values that I like, that I have? And that, it takes effort. Like, you can't just do anything you want, you know what I mean? If you're trying to emulate, or you're looking, someone's looking up to you. Like, if you had a younger sibling or whatever, and you went and got and like did street racing or something stupid, you know what I mean? Like, that kid's going to look up to that and be like, oh, that's a really cool idea. Or like, all my family started smoking, like, except my brother and sister. Like, Ashley smoked, my mum smoked, and all of a sudden I smoke, you know what I mean? So you pick up traits of the people around you. So you try to, if you care, do make sure you're making good decisions in your life. So then you can show other people.
The way I look at it, I agree with you, but I look at it, I think it boils down to more very simple sort of fact. I think that role models, just, you know, people that have role models, the role models make them feel good. That's I think that's what it is. I mean, for instance, with, you know, my new friends, they made me feel good and they displayed behaviors that I liked, and I wanted to replicate that. I wanted to emulate that. So I think role models display behaviors that you respect and you feel good about, and you want to bring that to others. You want to show others that you are a good person that brings them good feelings. And if you have someone that's done that to you, you go, well, they make me feel good, so I want to do what they're doing to make others feel good. And if you do that, you naturally will become a role model, because a lot of people don't feel good a lot of the time. And if you are someone that makes them feel good, they'll be like, what are they doing that I could do so that I feel good and make others feel good? And then it's like a role model chain effect.
It's like when you're looking at new friends, like, what are the things that you look for in a friend? Like, mine's support. Like, if my friends, the friends that I want in my life support what I do, the decisions I make, like, they're not negative all the time, but you, as you said, they make you feel good. They make you want to be around these people. Like, cause I've had friends in the past where, like, well, friends for a while, but after a while, you realize you're just like, what? Why are we actually hanging out? Like, we have nothing in common, and you don't really make me feel good. Like, you know what I mean? You don't make me feel.
And if they're not making you feel good, it's very unlikely they'll be a role model to you. Because what are they providing you?
Yeah.
That's role model behavior.
It's brutal sometimes, but sometimes you have to cull people out of your life. You know.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Like, you have to really evaluate who's around you, who's benefiting, and what other people around you. I don't want to say giving you, because like, you don't want to just use people around you, but like, you want it to be a real comfortable and healthy environment around the people. So if you're around friends that just always give you shit, and they don't, it comes from a bad place. Like, they're not just talking shit. They don't actually ever give you compliments. Like, fuck off and find new friends. Because the people around you, as I said, shape you. And those are the people that are always depressed and stuff. If you have everyone around you just always giving you shit, like, it's not a healthy situation to be in. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I don't know. I think people that make others feel bad, it's probably likely they don't have a role model to look up to themselves. Mm. I mean, unless they have all their some role models were weird, bad. Twisted role model that is someone who's just evil and a dickhead to everyone, and they think they need to be like that to cool.
They say that like all the bullies in primary school usually are bullied at home or bullied somewhere else. Like, they're bringing their pain and pushing it onto others because that's what they're taught. They're like, if I'm angry, I can make other people feel bad and that will make me feel good. But it never does. It never makes you feel good.
Yeah, like, it's unfortunate. Man, we're getting real deep this episode.
Yeah, I know, man.
There's some, I guess, role models.
COVID around the air, man.
I guess this role models is a pretty deep subject.
I mean, it's just like traits that we're talking about. It's not really, it's just the thing, the negative ways of role models and the positive ways of role models. It's like you have to think of both ways. Like, if you're being a role model, you can be a negative, you can be a bad role model or a good role model. Like, it really depends on people's perspective, right? Like, you could be a really nice guy, but then you smoke. So in my eyes, you're a really nice guy. But then in someone, say for instance, like if you're a 15-year-old or whatever and their mom sees you smoke, they're like, oh, that guy's a bad role model. But they could be perfectly fine as a person, you know what I mean?
Like, and I guess it also, the effect or like the intensity of your role model qualities is defined by how much influence, or the person that's viewing you, how much influence you can have on that person. That's why, you know, your younger siblings generally look to you as a role model because you can influence them a lot.
Yeah.
Because they're constantly with you, growing up with them. You know, they're seeing you more than most other people. So that's very influential to them and how they, you know, grow up.
Develop.
So,
yeah.
So if you're someone that has that very big influential role on someone else, you will be a huge role model and you got to display these good characteristics because it can really shape how someone behaves.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's like, crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should probably leave it there. We've been getting too deep and meaningful this episode. So
yeah, my eyes are a bit heavy. And I'm
struggling. But we'll leave it there. I'm glad to be back. We're released now. Like, so if you listen to this episode and you're only starting to listen to them now, yeah, we're 16 episodes ahead. So
check us out Spotify.
In a couple of weeks.
Check us out on iTunes, soon to be Google. Check out our Instagram, Average Advice Official.
Facebook.com/Average Advice. And, you know, just give us some love. Give us some feedback on how we're doing, you know.
Or, you know, send us hate mail. If it's funny, we'll share it.
I respect the people that don't put real names. Like, the faker the name, the better. I would love to read out, like,
Fakey Fakestein.
Bubble Squirrelson and stuff like that. I'd love to hear good that old shit. Bubs. Yeah. So, anyway, we love you. Stay Thanks average. Stay safe. Bye. Protect yourself from COVID. Get vaccinated. Cheers. All right, that's the show for this week, guys. I don't know about you, Zar, but I feel much smarter with that advice.
Big brain energy over here, mate.
We release a new episode every Thursday, so please subscribe if you enjoy the show. But to keep up to date with us throughout the week, follow us at Instagram at Average Advice Official or Facebook, facebook.com/Average Advice.
Yeah, and if you have any of your own stories that you want to share regarding the topic we've just spoken about, or if you have a suggestion for a new episode, please send us an email at podcast@averageadvice.com.au. But that's us for this week, guys. We're Average Advice. Remember,
stay average.
See you.